Chapter 3. And another thing. My mom sat me down last night and she said, "Verna LaVaughn, you remember your college plans?" This was not a question. She used both my names. "Sure, I remember." This is too offhand for her, and she snaps at me about my tone of voice. She has radar, can feel rudeness coming, also sarcasm before they start. Also fake tiredness when you don't want to answer. With my mom, you are alert, at attention, or nothing. "Yes, I remember my college plans," I say polite.
"Well, you make sure you do, because I got a better job offer. I'll quit this mere little job if you're sure you remember about college. This job pays more. I can put more in your college account. It has better health benefits and dental."
And she says she'll have night meetings and for sure more paperwork.
"I have to know," she says. "Will you make me proud I took this big jump?"
Put yourself in my place, LaVaughn. More of me goes to the office. Less of me can stay home. You understand?
Sure, I'm happy for her new job. This might mean I'd have more room to myself without her standing over me, watching my own personal judgment.
"I understand," I say back.
"I don't think so. You know what this means? This means you can't do anything real dumb, LaVaughn."
She looks at me with her face full of rules. I know the rules, have always known them. Go to school, do homework, have safe friends, have a job after school, don't make bad decisions. When I babysat for that jolly with her two babies and no husband was a bad decision, my mom thought. But I come out of that with no harm done. And I also helped Jolly get up after what her life done to her. And those little kids were so cute, I miss them still.
"'Cause I can't pull you out of any mess, Verna LaVaughn,"
my mom aims her eyebrows at me.
"You got your work to do, I got mine. There's only just so much of me to go around."
At this moment, I love my mom real much, knowing so much of her has been going around me my whole life. Then in the next minute, she says,
"I've seen many youngsters change their minds, forgetting their life plan, or they pretend they never had one. You need a long memory, LaVaughn. You can't go forgetting the minute it gets too hard."
I say I know that. We agree I still mean it about college. I tell her I appreciate her. And I truly believe those things are both completely true. And 3 hours go by till she starts again. I'm in bed, still awake. She comes in and sits on the edge and she says,
"And another thing. You know what would stop your college plans for sure, LaVaughn."
This too is not a question. I'm supposed to know. I can think of many things, money first of all. Or a deadly accident on the street, her getting fired, me getting low grades, all the disasters that happen in many varieties to people just trying to go along.
"A baby," she says.
"Oh," I say in huge surprise. "Not me, for sure, promise."
"So you say now," she says.
"Promises are easy to break," she says.
"People get confused. You can't do that, LaVaughn. You cannot let yourself get confused. You know what I mean?"
"Mom," I say, "I'm not confused."
"People are confusable," she goes on. "You keep your eyes on college. I tell you this, LaVaughn. What's down there between a person's legs gets them into more trouble than anything."
This is embarrassing. I don't want to hear her opinion.
"I'm counting on you like I never counted on anybody since your dad was here."
I tell her she can count on me. We say goodnight, and I am relieved my mom is out of my own private room with her depending and counting on and warnings. I have hopes for life, and some love, too, and surprises. After a long time, I go to sleep and dream of dancing with somebody. Nobody clear, just vague with his arms around me. And he likes the real LaVaughn in me.